This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, chatting, texting, tweeting, doing all the fun. I think we got the text number. We're going to test the new text number tonight to make sure it's not tonight, later on. Not with you, because I don't want you complaining when it doesn't work or if it doesn't work. So we'll check the new text number later on. But 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. And I'm just, it's smorgasbord night, people. I'm going to hit everything tonight. So let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. And I do, you know, somebody sent me some links tonight that I thought were great. I had to look at them twice and go, huh? And they had to do with Nancy Pelosi. We've done stories about her before. You know, this year, apparently, she has taken classes on learning what a budget is. Because all of a sudden, she started screaming, as, you know, every time Obama comes up, Trump comes up with something. She wants to know how we're going to pay for it. Which never seemed to be a real issue when they were running the show, right? They knew how they were going to pay for it. They never told us how, but they knew how they were going to pay for it. And they paid for none of it, obviously. Right? Then they found the Constitution, right? All of a sudden, pretty much everything that Trump was doing was unconstitutional. Come on, think about it. So, if it's unconstitutional, right? I mean, whatever. If everything Trump is doing unconstitutional, where was the Constitution when Mr. Obama was doing unconstitutional things? Apparently, they're not the same level of unconstitutional, so that's okay. And now? Now, apparently, she has found the Almighty. Or maybe the Almighty found her. I don't know which. But I'll tell you what. All I got to say is, please, she must be very thankful that I'm not the Almighty. Yeah. Okay, it's really that simple for me. I'm not as forgiving as he is. I'm not even that forgiving of myself, let alone anybody else. So Pelosi recently in some rocks, she actually, I don't even know how to put this out there, but she actually had the guts, that's clean, to invoke the name of God in her defense of a pro-abortion stance. And she's done that before. And then she was thoroughly dumbfounded when the Pope wouldn't take a picture with her. Because of her stance on abortion. And when the head cardinal or bishop, I don't know which one it was, actually came out and said, you know, we wish the politicians wouldn't do this, especially Catholic politicians, because we don't believe in abortion. And the Catholic Church, I know some of my Catholic friends are going to get mad, and even some of my Christian friends. Catholics or Catholicism and Christianity specifically teach against abortion, against the taking of a life. And what they've done is they've exalted the woman's life above that of the baby. Or I shouldn't even say that. It's not the woman's life. So I'm not going to give them that much credit. They exalt the woman's right to choose above that of the baby's right to live. Because if you're going to invoke the name of God, you can't just invoke it willy-nilly and decide what he thinks and what he doesn't think. He actually put out a book. I don't know if you know. He actually got a book with instructions in it. You know, how to get married, how to live your life. Even has dietary instructions in there as well. It's really cool. You know, it talks to you about forgiveness and how to handle your life, how to live a long life, how to take care of your kids. An amazing instruction book. It's like the book that you get with your car. You know, that little book teaches you how to take care of your car, when to take it in for maintenance, that kind of stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Uh-oh. Somebody making fun of me?
No.
Okay, good. So Pelosi, you know what? The only thing you can do with Pelosi is play it. That's really all you can do. And then just sit there in awe and wonder.
3 weeks ago, you said that we need to be responsible stewards of God's creation.
Yes.
And that it dishonors God to pull out of the Paris Accord.
Yes.
I like that. We need to be stewards of God's creation. I wonder who she's talking about or what God she's talking about.
The Heartbeat Protection Act would prohibit aborting a baby with a heartbeat. Does it dishonor God to abort a baby with a beating heart?
Now, this ain't that hard, right? I mean, usually like a sixth grader could understand this, couldn't they? So the baby has a heart. The heart is beating, which makes it a live being, because when you stop a heart from being in real life, you're brought up on murder charges, because the heart is what keeps the body alive, right? This, you don't need a degree in science. This is an easy one to understand. Except Pelosi now looks totally dumbfounded.
I don't, get into that discussion.
Obviously you want to get into that discussion. No, we just don't want to ask you the question. You don't want to get into it. You can move on.
What I say is I completely respect a woman's right to choose. I'm a mother of five children.
I'm sorry.
Grandchildren, but my five children were born within exactly 6 years of each other.
Wow. Five children. What? Wait a minute. No. They were born 6 years apart. You know what that means? Five kids 6 years apart? Oh, you mean she had all five within the 6 years? Okay. All right. When somebody's talking to me and they say, I had three kids, they were 2 years apart. To me, that means that every child was 2 years apart. She confuses, just the look on her face confuses me, so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. More with Nancy Pelosi, because you need this kind of entertainment when we come back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax, penalty, and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera.
Yep. We are back.
But the one that
always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, you better be American-made. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do. I very much do appreciate the time that you are, that you are spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved. You do need to be engaged and involved. It's a good thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, Just truly, let your friends know. Let your friends, loved ones know. Your unloved ones, your enemies. God, I love to get to the enemies. I really do. All right, so head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen, and I take the poll. But you can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate. And I'm going to tell you, you don't have to hate it. You don't even have to be afraid of it. You don't have to be nervous about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. We're talking about Pelosi, who seemed to have found God. And she's asked a question about abortion. Now, Pelosi is a self-proclaimed practicing Catholic. And I get a big, I do get a kick out of it. And the reason I get such a big kick out of it, because as a practicing Catholic, as practicing Christians, right, you're not supposed to enforce, believe in, get behind abortion. Abortion is the taking of a life. It's God's law, not Joe's. But get over yourselves. You don't like it? And, you know, I love your people who write me and say, hey, abortion's not in the Bible. Well, of course abortion's not in the Bible. The word abortion is not in the Bible. There's a whole bunch of ways to lay out that you're a life before you come out of your mom's womb. The word cigarette isn't in the Bible either, but if cigarettes hurt your body and you're not supposed to do things to hurt your body, then you shouldn't be smoking, right? I'm just making it simple. The Bible doesn't say that you're not to go over to your neighbor's house and sleep with his wife. All right? I know, because some of you don't understand the covet thing and all that other stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things. If you're looking for it to exactly say what you're looking for, you're in a lot of trouble. That's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved, not just read it like a Sunday morning cartoon or Saturday morning cartoon. Sunday morning, too. Anyhow, so Nancy Pelosi has decided that she's smarter than the Pope, she's smarter than God, she's smarter than the Bible. She knows better. And I know some of you ladies are getting upset with me, but here's the deal. When it comes to the Bible, your rights don't trump God's will. Your thought process, what you think is right or wrong, doesn't trump God's will. Because I don't see how you can be a Christian. I don't see how you can believe in God, say you love God, say you want to do what God wants you to do, yet you think you're smarter than him, better than him, that you can do whatever you want and it's all okay. Well, it's not. See what Pelosi has to say. She's using God to defend her abortion stance, which I think is hilarious.
Exactly 6 years of each other. When my baby came home from the hospital, when we brought her home, our oldest child was turning six. I thought she might be here. She's not allowed in the room, I guess. Turning six that week. I come from a very strong Italian Catholic family, and many of my friends and family members.
You don't know, that was like a red-hot knife going through my head. She comes from a very strong Catholic Italian family. Well, I came from a very strong Catholic Italian family. I don't know where she gets some of her ideas. It wasn't from them. The other side must have been Irish or something. German, French, whatever.
Do not share my view, but it is my view that it is up to a woman to have her own right to choose the size and timing of her family. God gives us a free will and holds us responsible and accountable for our actions.
So there's the question. So a woman's right to choose. Is she saying, I got to ask you, if you're in the Facebook feed, see if you can answer the question. Is she saying that God gives you a right to choice, a right of choice? And I agree with that. God allows us to choose whether to follow him or not follow him, whether to commit sin or not commit sin. He doesn't come down and stop your hands from doing the wrong thing. Right? So is she saying that God gives us the right to choose, and she believes in a woman's right to choose, therefore a woman has the right to have an abortion, and she's going to have to answer to God for it? You know, this is kind of like that political rhetoric. I really don't get it. You know, I don't get what she's trying to get across. And maybe I'm that dull. I don't know. I mean, am I missing this? You see what I'm saying? You don't. Oh, okay. I'm just asking. I did, because I don't want you to shoot me later on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. So, anyhow, I don't, you know, if she's saying that God gives us the right to choose, we can do what we want to do, and then we have to answer to him for it, she's 100% right on. We can choose what we want to do. We can choose to ignore, to love, to hate, to whatever. We can do all, but ultimately, you're going to have to answer to him. You have no choice in the matter. So, in another moment of, I won't say she's coherent. But another moment of her wanting to run her mouth. Well, she then comes out and says that GOP healthcare dishonors God. Although, I don't know how. See, God never said, here's where they get confused. God, and as she said, God allows us to make choices. Never forces us to do anything. Right? So, God never says the government is to take care of the people. See, God never wanted you dependent on the government. God never wanted you to look to the government for your sufficiency, for your money, to feed your family, to feed your kids. No, because then what ends up happening is you end up becoming beholden to the government, and look what's happened. Some of you Christians, some of my Christian friends, you're stuck in the ballot box knowing how to vote. You know the right way to vote. But if you vote the wrong way or you vote a different way, you're going to lose your welfare check, your government assistance. It's like with the health care. The government subsidizes me, subsidizes your health care check. So what does that mean overall? That means you're dependent on the government. You're no longer dependent on God. God is no longer your sufficiency. God meant for his people to take care of his people. When you have people in your church that need food, that need clothing, that need housing, it's up to us to take care of them, not the government. Because then you become beholden to the government. If we're taking care of our family, if we're taking care of our Christian or a godly family, then they're only beholden to God. Because I'm thanking God for the resources to help you out. Think about that during the break. Tell me where I'm wrong, because you can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to the Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the... I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I want to finish this up, and then because I want to get this thing about Van Jones, which is hilarious, and CNN, which is even more hilarious. Anyway, so Pelosi, you know, we're having a little fun with Pelosi tonight. And she has said this before, and I don't know what she's saying again tonight here, but... She has always said that the Democrats do the work of God and the Republicans dishonor God. Now, what I really find funny about that is, for those who don't study the Bible and think that they're good, godly people, I don't know where they get, and I'm not putting anybody down who doesn't go to a church or doesn't study their Bible. I'm just saying, how do you know God's will? How do you know you're doing what God wants you to do if you don't have some kind of guide? Because if all you do is point to your chest, like a lot of people go, well, I'm very spiritual and I know God leads me. Well, how do you know that? How do you know it isn't just you and your will wanting to do stuff? How do you know it ain't the devil? What was that lady saying? How do you know it ain't Satan, you know, leading you down those roads? You don't know any of that. Because if you're pulling it out of midair and you're deciding what reality is from a spiritual standpoint, then there are 8 billion different ways to reach God. That, to me, is quite confusing. And really that simple. So, it's just like, yeah, anyway, I won't go down the road. I want to do Pelosi first here, because this is funny. So, you know, for her to say, here's the party that tried to throw God out of their platform, right? Here's the party that is totally on board with abortion, right? Totally on, these are things that are against the word of God, right? They're 180 degrees from what the Bible says. All right? They're totally for same-sex marriage, 180 degrees from what the Bible says. They're okay with you being 100% or almost 100% dependent on the government, 180 degrees from what the Bible says. But somehow that makes them the God people. That's why I would say it's backwards day with the Democrats. Everything doesn't mean what it seems to mean. So you can't, in one breath, say you're throwing God out of the Democrat platform, and then with a breath, you know, but we do everything that honors God, like throwing him out of the room. I'm sure that's very honoring. Anyway,
It would be shameful. And I know that my colleagues are people of faith. They tell us that all the time. So this is God's creation. We have a moral responsibility to it.
Now she's the hypocrite. I mean, I'm sorry, Nancy is talking about her body, humans. And this one woman in the background is so spiritual. She's got her eyes closed. She's looking up to heaven. Oh yes, we're humans. We're God's creation. We need to take care of that. Except when it's in the womb, then we don't have to take care of it at all. It's a heartbeat, a nervous system, two arms, two legs, 10 fingers, 10 toes, a nose, 2 eyeballs, a mouth, hair. Going to be human any day now. That we don't have to take care of. But see, this is hypocrisy. Straight out, flat out, in your face, hypocrisy.
To minister to the needs of God's creation is an act of worship. To ignore.
Can I have the scripture in verse, please? Right? I don't see where it says that in the Bible. It tells you that when you take care of people in need, when you feed the hungry, take care of the sick, take care of widows, take care of orphans, right? Feed strangers. Christ says, it's just like you're doing it to me. But he wasn't saying, go run for office, get in the government, make sure you take tax money from everybody to take care of the people in need. No, he looked at the people around him, his followers, and said, you go take care of these people. You feed the orphans. You feed the needy. You feed the widows. Now, he didn't tell you to go get the government to go feed them. The other thing I think is hilarious about all of this, guys, the hypocrisy behind this, they are so into God all of a sudden. But if a Republican brings up God, we have to have separation of church and state. Don't you find that interesting? Oh, I'm sorry. Hypocritical?
Ignore those needs is to dishonor the God who made us. They are just ignoring those needs. So from our faith, from our sense of responsibility and community in our country, to acknowledging that we are all one family in our country, it is very important.
How can we all be one family? This is the other spiritual thing to turn some of you guys off. You are not part of my family if you're not part of my family. If I haven't adopted you or you're not part of my bloodline or I haven't invited you into my home, you are not part of my family. Okay, I mean, let's just be blunt about this. Christians and Muslims are not part of each other's families. My religion, my God has a son. And I can't get to my father unless I go through the son. Okay, I mean, and Muslims, they have Muhammad. And he's the only prophet. And you can't get to Allah unless, I guess, you go through Muhammad or something or whatever it is. So right there, you've got a God with either the guy, God has Alzheimer's, two different sets of rules. You want to talk about confusion? My book says that God is not the author of confusion. Right? This is kind of what I'm saying to you. You got to think this stuff through. We come out with these nice foo-foo things where, you know, oh, we're all one big, part of one big family. No, 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 no. You can say that we're all God's creation, right? People, trees, plants, water, fish, whatever, you know, animals. Yeah, we are all part of God's creation. We are not all part of God's family. Those people who reject God, who don't believe in a God, who don't want anything to do with God, how are they part of the family? Seriously. Right? You got some religions, you know, pagan religions, believe in multiple gods. And the gods do different things for different reasons and different people and all that other fun stuff. But my Bible says God is a jealous God. He's the only God. He won't put up with any of the gods. I don't know. Again, he's either a God of Alzheimer's or you're not part of the family. And this stuff there just makes me crazy because it convolutes, it waters down the realities of what, you know, people of faith believe and have been afraid to say for years.
That our colleagues not only read the bill, but examine their consciences and look into their hearts and maybe look into the eyes of these families.
I'll make a deal with you, Nancy. I'll do something for you. I will go, I will come to Washington on my dime. And I will sit in front of these families, and I will look into their eyes, okay? And I will talk with them. And yes, I'll let them pull on my heartstrings, but I'll only do that if you go to a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, and you personally count the parts and pieces after they do an abortion, and you tell me how that's not a human being. How's that for a deal? All right? You sit there the whole day, and you count parts and pieces. And you pick up the eyeball that drops in your lap. And you count the fingers and the toes. And you make sure that all the ribs are there, that the head's there, and all of that. If you'll do that, I will go look in the faces of those people that you say that I'm hurting. But I don't think you'd do it. I don't think you have the guts. I don't think you want to know the truth. I really don't.
And make a decision in favor of what is right.
See, this is what I mean. They are big time hypocrites when it comes to this stuff. There's no reality here for her. She doesn't see the reality between both. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. The other thing I think is funny is, you know, here's the same people, the Dems, the same people, who basically said to us, if you don't change your scripture, if you don't change the way you believe, if you don't change the way that you look at things from a spiritual standpoint, both Cain and Clinton said they would change the laws to make us conform during the election. So CNN responds, I don't know if you guys heard of it, Van Jones earlier caught again in an off-camera comment about how this whole thing with Russia was a nothing burger and he knew it. So he got caught, it was put up on the web, and it's going viral in the whole nine yards. And you know what the response from CNN was? LOL. That's it. Now, isn't it funny that, again, I say to you, we have proof of what goes on in Planned Parenthood, of what Van Jones did, of what some people say. And what do the Democrats do? Like in California, the AG? They go after the guy that made the video. What about the guy that brought out the audio tape of Trump saying he was going to grab a woman's private parts? How come they haven't gone after him? Why? Because they're hypocrites. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know that your children are the most vulnerable to identity theft? It's no surprise with all the mobile phones, social media platforms that your children will eventually be a victim to one of the most significant crimes of the 21st century, identity theft. Don't let that happen. Cover your whole family, your spouse, your children, and your parents right now by calling Liberty ID. LibertyID.com is where you go for a significant discount just by using GCN at checkout, or you can call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation as a whole. You know, I do want you part of it. I do want you engaged and involved in all of that, because I think it's a big deal. We can't all, you know, you can't, look, I rely on you guys to send me information, believe it or not. I know it doesn't always feel that way, but I do. So we should be relying on each other to help us get the message out, don't you think? I think so. I think it makes all the sense in the world. Anyway, again, if you want to, you know, some of you would rather write me, you don't want to get involved online, for whatever reason, it's cool. You know, I know some people got bosses and other people that watch these things. Send an email to me, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I think you'll, again, I think you'll appreciate it. I think all will be cool. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you truly want to get involved in the conversation. So, I was talking about the, actually I wasn't, I hadn't got there yet. I'm going to now, though. Funny how we used to have respect for each other. Simple things, too. I'm not trying to sound like self-righteous whatever, but we used to have respect for each other from a standpoint, you know, if you believe in a certain religion, it didn't matter which one. Right? Yeah, and I always say this. You know, I remember in my day in the 70s, you know, you'd see nuns walking down the street. Didn't matter what religion you belonged to. You know, you gave the respect they deserve. And the respect wasn't because they believed in something you didn't believe in. The respect was because they were willing to give up their life. They were willing to make a commitment. They were willing to give up for what they believed in. I mean, how many people do that today? I don't think as many as you'd like to believe. But now we've lost all measure of respect for that kind of thing. I don't know why. I have no clue. I mean, are we not being brought up to respect others? Or are we being brought up to respect us, and only what we believe? And if we believe it, it's true and good. Somebody else believes it, they're a bunch of whacks. Is that really what's happened? Anyway, Arkansas's Ten Commandments Memorial, it was rammed 24 hours after it was installed. So here's somebody, instead of fighting it the legal way, this little possesso decided to drive into it a half a dozen times and bring it down. Now, Ten Commandments Monument in the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol has been destroyed in less than 24 hours after it was put up. The suspect, Michael Tate Reed, was taken into custody after he plowed his vehicle into a $26,000 monument toppling the historical and moral foundation of American law. Reed was arrested in 2014 in connection with a similar attack on the Ten Commandments Monument in Oklahoma. I told you it was a possesso, right? I mean, seriously. If a statue makes you that crazy that you have to do physical violence on it, you need help. You need big help. This was an act of violence against the people of Arkansas, State Senator Jason Rappert told people. Rappert sponsored a 2015 Arkansas Ten Commandments Act, a law that required the installation of the commandments on the lawn of the Capitol building. The monument was installed on Tuesday. First thought that came to me, he said, who else in the world destroys monuments? Is it the same hatred that ISIS uses in the communities that they go into? Rappert said that he hopes the person responsible for ramming the monument is punished to the fullest extent of the law, and so do I. There's no reason for this. I don't care whether you hate it or not. Look, they put up in Florida, they have a demonic statue up next to the Ten Commandments. Okay, the state says, you know, hey, it's freedom of religion, freedom of speech kind of thing. Now, I don't know of any Christians that have rammed their cars into that statue. All right, so, because from my point of view, really, my God's bigger than your God. So what do I care what you put up? There's nothing you're going to say or put up that's going to take power away from my God. All right? And that thing is disturbing looking. It's ugly. It's actually scary looking. So leave it up there. No, seriously. I want those kids. I want those people to see the difference between pure evil and what the Ten Commandments bring out. So the legislator goes on to say, when people are so disturbed that they carry out acts of evil, it comes from the same place. It's the root of evil. You have people taking sticks and bats on college campuses, covering their faces just like Hamas does in the Middle East. In California, they tore up student signs, much like the same act of violence that was perpetrated on the Arkansas State Capitol grounds. Rapper said he's resolved to rebuild the monument and fulfill the law. It will be rebuilt, he said. Are we going to maintain our civility with each other? Are we going to let these groups carry out hatred and violence and acts of intimidation until we submit? No. See, I submit that every time these are done, we need to come back twice as hard, twice the vengeance. What do you think of that? It's unfortunate that some aggrieved thug destroyed a monument, but it's not all that surprising when you consider the level of violence and hatred in the public discourse. People need to focus on being civil and debating issues rather than thinking that they can come take the law into their own hands, commit acts of violence against people. You know, just because you don't agree with something doesn't give you the right to rip it up or tear it up. That's the big difference, I think, in a lot of cases between the right and the left. The left thinks that if they don't agree with you, they have a right to destroy it. The right says, okay, I don't agree with you, so I won't promote it. I won't support it. I won't help you. And again, if we would just decide to find things we could agree on and work in that light, it would be much better, right? He said, our country is better off when the senator said that the country is better off when we see eye to eye on things. When we come together on things. You don't have to come together on this. There are so many other things that, people on both sides of the aisle or even two sides of a religious issue can come together on. He goes on to say that maybe the good people of Arkansas should consider adding an additional commandment. Thou shalt not be a pinhead. I like that one. That works for me. Right? I mean, it's just amazing to me. Why is this such a problem? Why can't they control themselves? Why does everything have to resort to violence, but yet they'll tell you, it's us that resort to violence? You ever find that very amusing? The same people that they accuse of violence all the time are the ones committing the violence. Again, like I said, I do find it quite amazing. I wonder if I can pull that up. So I don't know if you guys heard today, but apparently there was CNN, who we all don't like, and I mean, really, sir, let's be honest about it, right? We don't like. And, come on, go away. So the fake news leader, known as CNN, they reached an all-time low today. They used a beloved children's character to attack President Trump's temporary ban, which I just think is hilarious myself. Right? And when CNN, of all people, I mean, it's just amazing to watch what these people will do to get their point across. The network produced a bizarre Facebook live chat that features CNN reporter Clarissa Ward, Sherry Weston from Sesame Street, International Rescue Committee David Miliband, and Elmo, a hand puppet. They like to play and learn, just like Elmo and all his friends at Sesame Street. Elmo, they were talking about the refugee kids. These kids are so sweet, so nice. And nobody's saying they're not. The kids, the actual kids. I'm not talking about those 19-year-olds that Mr. Obama let in as kids that had tattoos all over their face that he knew were from gangs that we find out now. Elmo says that everybody's the same deep down inside. CNN reported that Elmo visited a Syrian refugee camp, calling the trip really wonderful. I mean, who's going to argue with Elmo? Even I like Elmo. Kind of feel bad for him. He's a little short. Right? Elmo said, Elmo conveniently left out the part about how the ban is only temporary. Oh, come on. Did it jump ahead on me? Yeah, it did. So CNN reported that Elmo visited the Syrian refugee camp, calling the trip really wonderful. Miliband weighed in on the president's temporary travel ban. It's worth saying, perhaps, especially today, that this country, the U.S., receives very few refugees, and there's a lot of fear and loathing being put out there. Hey, Miliband, you know, apparently they can take, like, what, 300,000 refugees in Saudi? Put them out there. Let them go there. I don't want to see what the big deal is. So anyway, it's only a matter of time. You know, CNN's running out of love for themselves. People are running out of love for CNN. So maybe this is a good thing. Now they got to reach down to Elmo. To try to get Elmo to sell it for them. Anyway, CNN, you know, you guys are going down and going down hard. I don't know how long it'll take, but see you later. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I give you the number so you'll write it down and use it for next time. Hey, have a great day. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. Remember, head over to the website, therealside.com. I want you to buy my book, my shirt, and give me some money. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.